October 21st morning.
Then that body becomes transcendental, and in that transcendental body, the devotee serves
Krishna.
Saraswati Prabhupada has given the
commentary
on this. The
devotee
He gives up his material consumption, and he understands his transcendental relationship with Guru and Krishna. At the time of Diksha, the devotee surrenders his material conception. And then he accepts the
knowledge.
The Diksha is a
Diksha, Yogyata, Power, Janna, Ekta Diksha, Anusthaniki. Japan, Vishuddha Sattva Thaya Vibhete Bhakta, Vibhete Aske.
When Vishuddha Sattva manifests in the devotee, then that is the real Diksha.
Oishamayati ke, Diksha Kanti ke, Anusthaniki Diksha, Arambha Olo.
Anusthanika Diksha is only for
the Tapare Bhajan Kriya, Anarthani Vritti, Vishcha, Ruchi, Asakti.
One rises from the
state of Nishtha,
Ruchi, Asakti,
Bhav.
He engages in transcendental in the service of transcendental
Krishna. Maya ashes rahitho dwarpore prapanna bhakta ho Krishna atma sarkar.
If someone is surrendered, then
ashes rahitho se prapanna bhakta ho Krishna atma sarkar. Tad unka jad bhog rajya ke bhokta ka jadya abhiman dur ho jaye.
Then that devotee gives up the bhokta and the enjoyer of this and inert material
body.
And this
is
why it goes away.
Nitya Krishna Dasa is sporty her. Oi, Bhava Vastha.
In the stage of Bhava.
Takhan, Bhakta, Nijeshwa, Chitananda, Moya, Sorupe, Nitya Seva. Vridhyamatta Uplabdhi Kariya, Aprakit Dehe, Krishna Chandre, Aprakit Seva, अधिकार प्राप्त करें। भक्ति का चालू जी अपराकित देह के द्वारा अपराकित भाव सेवा को प्राकित बुद्धि संपन्न कर्मी लोग नहीं समझते। वो अपने समान ही कर्म का अनुष्ठान समझते हैं। वो नहीं समझते। और उसी अपराध के कारण वे अपराकित गुरु की कृपा लाभ से वंचित
of the devotees.
Aisha Mandai, Prihat Bhagavatam, Do not receive the mercy of the transcendental.
Srila Sanatana Goswami has given commentary on this.
Tell
your realization.
First, you should start. I'm going to start.
শিক্ষকলে মন্ত্র করে আত্মসমর্পণ সে করে ভক্ত করে হরে কৃষ্ণ সং Therefore, at the time of Diksha, Diksha Kale, Bhakta Kari Atma Samarpan, the devotee at the time of Diksha, they completely give up their material understanding and their material relationships. And they take up their transcendental understanding and their transcendental relationships in Sambandha Gyan with Krishna. Therefore, when you discuss, there is two types of Diksha. The first is anusthanic diksha, taking mantra from Gurudev. Like, not formality, but we say like that. Therefore, from the beginning of taking diksha, then one goes through the stages of bhajana kriya, ruchi, ashakti. But at the stage of bhav, that sudasattva, that transcendental subject matter, enters the heart. Therefore, when this sudasattva or transcendence is realized, this is the real diksha. At that time, the devotee can understand the aprakrit indriya, the transcendental senses of the spiritual body, and they can understand their siddha surup, their eternal surup. And in that eternal surup, they perform service to Krishna. At that time, the Siddha Sarupa is the same as Krishna, both being transcendental. So by the influence of Sudasattva, one gives up the false idea that I am the material enjoyer. And at the stage of Bhav, he realizes his eternal Sarupa and performs his eternal service to Krishna. Therefore, the Kadavis, those who are immersed in the accumulation of material enjoyment, cannot understand any of this by their material enjoyment, therefore they are cheated of the mercy of the transcendental spiritual master.